there any descriptions where, elaborate descriptions where, how a devotee leaves the body, means like how that devotee, he feels presence of Radharani or Krishna at the time he leaves?
Excuse me?
Whether he feels the presence of Radharani or Krishna at the time he leaves, whether they personally come and take him, or because recently when we went, we saw, personally we saw some of them leaving the bodies and all. So, how a devotee leaves the body, means at the time Radharani personally comes and takes, is there any, means in Shastra it is there that Krishna will personally take care, Radharani will personally take care, someone who has taken full shelter of the divine couple. But yes, they personally came and took the devotee, took the responsibility of the devotee's future. Is there something like that will be there?
Questions being asked at the, when a devotee leaves the body, who is adjusting the departure of the soul from the body? Krishna is Lila Purushottam, and Radharani is his Ladini Shakti, pleasure potency and divine eternal beloved. They're not so much involved with the departure of the souls from the body. Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita. He says, I am the swift, for the devotees, I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. If we read, if you're asking for Shastra explanations, we don't find descriptions of Radha and Krishna being involved this way. But we do find Vishnu being involved with his devotees. In the case of Ajamil, the Vishnudutas came. The Vishnudutas is like Vishnu. They have four arms and they look exactly like Vishnu. And there's Satchidananda Vigraha. So they came to save him from the Yamadutas. And then at the time, he did more bhajan. And then it's described that Garuda comes, Vishnu's Vahan Garuda, and takes him. In the case of Gajendra, again, we see Vishnu coming on Garuda. The painting is there in the Bhagavatam. Gajendra Moksha, the elephant Gajendra. Vishnu came and delivered, killed the crocodile and took the soul to Vaikuntha. Got Siddhadeya. And we see the case of Dhruva. Also Prahlad Maharaj. Not Prahlad. Narada Muni. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 6, verse 28. He had darshan. When he was leaving his body, then Vishnu says, Vishnu came and brought his spiritual body. Because he was qualified to go directly to the Vaikuntha. So Narada Muni was at the level of Bhav. The verses 25, 26, 27 describe the sattvic vikars that he was experiencing due to Bhava Bhakti. And this is from Vaidhi Sadhana practice, Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam. And then he attained the Vaikuntha. So it says, Vishnu Prayujamane. Vishnu came from there and brought my Siddhadeya, which means Vishnu came and delivered him. So for devotees, we're going to Krishna, but you're asking for specific Shastra reverences. There's no difference between Krishna and Vishnu. Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, Dvibhuj. Krishna, of course, he sometimes has four arms in Kurukshetra. But he's speaking Bhagavad Gita and he says, I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. I've never seen any details that Radharani comes and Krishna comes and delivers their devotees. People may say all kinds of things like that, but I never read anything Shastra. There are many, many examples. Dhruva attained perfection, he had darshan. It's always Vishnu. Vishnu, all the jivas, the tatasta jivas, that have been in this material world, all of us, since eternal time, no beginning, anadi, Krishna Bhairamukh, we are manifested prastasmattibhavanyo, prastasmattibhavanyo, vyakto vyakta sanatana, vyakto avyakta sanatana. Eternally, the jivas are being manifest in this prakriti and unmanifest in the body of Vishnu. He inhales and all the jivatmas, tatastha jivas, jiva shaktis go inside and they come outside. So this whole experience of the jiva in this material world is under the purview of Vishnu. He presides in Shiradakshay Vishnu Loka. And he's an expansion of Garbhadakshay Vishnu, expansion of Mahavishnu. Beyond the Karna Samudra, way beyond the Vaikunthas is Radha and Krishna. So even for Krishna Bhaktas, the arrangement for, if we take this as a Praman, because Prahlad was a Vishnu Bhakt, he was worshipping Vishnu. So we're also Vaishnavas, we're worshipping Vishnu. We have a particular angle, you know, Madhurya Purushottam. And Madhurya Purushottam, not the Aishwarya Purushottam. Aishwarya Purushottam is Vaikuntha Nath. So we're worshipping Vishnu in the Madhurya aspect, which even Lakshmi herself was so attracted to. Veena Madhurya, Krishna, sweet flute playing. Prema Madhurya, Krishna's sweet, incredible love. Rupa Madhurya, Krishna's sweet and beautiful form. And Veena Madhurya, Krishna's amazing flute. Very sweet. So this is a sweetness. So that's we're going there. We're going to Goloka Vrindavan. First to go to Boma Vrindavan. But that the means by how we get there, it's not doesn't say that Krishna and Radharani come directly. Because the whole arrangement, this whole material world and being here and being free from this material world, this is the world of Vishnu. Krishna in the form of Vishnu. Krishna says in Gita, Mamevamsho Jivaloke Jivaputta Sanatana. So, yes, because Vishnu is Krishna, Krishna is Vishnu. So Krishna is speaking in the 15th chapter, whatever, maybe 14th verse, he's saying that all living entities are my parts and parcels. Well, when Krishna is speaking, we're not part and parcel of Satchidananda Rupam of Krishna and Vrindavan, the Madhurya Rupam. We're not Kaya Vyuha of Krishna. We're parts and parcels of Vishnu. As it's told in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Amsha is a Vishnu. So, my understanding from what I cited already from Shastra, the whole liberation and freedom from bondage of the devotee, Krishna Bhakti, is yes, Krishna, yes, Krishna is coming to deliver his devotees, the Krishna Bhaktas. But how is Krishna coming? Krishna is coming in his form as Vishnu, with Garuda. He's not coming playing his flute and putting you on his shoulders and carrying you like a coward boy. I haven't read anything like this. Vishnu Chakravarti, he's very, very less is spoken. You can read 8-6 in Gita commentaries. You can look. You can read Garuda Purana. Garuda Purana talks about the living entity leaving the body and going to Yamapuri. For the good ones and the bad ones all go there. And then from there they go to Vaikuntha. It just says Vaikuntha. And then go to Vaikuntha. Also ultimately it's Goloka Vrindavan. So the specific mechanism how Radha Krishna Bhakta goes to Krishna, only Vishnu Chakravarti is telling some details which most all the contemporary acharyas accept, and certainly Siddhanta, that when a premi bhakta, a sadhaka who has attained siddhi, a sadhana siddha, when he attains perfection in bhakti bhajan, manushana, sastreshu kaschit yatati siddhaye, yatatamapi siddhanam kaschya mamati tatvata, after thousands and thousands of births, one may become perfect. That's a siddhi yogi. Atmaram Yogi. Atmaramas Chamunio. But a Premi Bhakta. But Duralab. Sudaralab. But Vishnu says in Raghavartman Chandrika that such a sadhana siddha devotee of Radha and Krishna, when he or she leaves this material tabernacle or body, they will give up the body and immediately they will appear in the womb of a gopi in Goma Vrindavan. And their siddha deha. But their bhav may not yet be siddha. They have to develop their prema to different degrees of prema. Prema, sneha, man, pranaya. So now, in that Boma Vrindavan Leela, so it just says that he will be transferred. How is he transferred? By Yoga Maya, by Krishna. Everything is ultimately Krishna. But Radharani, Krishna coming, Radharani's pulling our right leg and Krishna's pulling our right arm. Come on, you know, come on, let's go. It's not graphically or physically like that. I have not read anything like that. It just says he transits from here to there, and it's instantaneous. My teacher explained that if you say, for example, you're a sadhana siddha devotee, and you're meditating on your nitya seva, and you're fanning Radha and Krishna, and it just so happens at that moment you leave your body. The next second, you'll be in your siddha, within 1 second you'll be in your siddhadeya, fanning Radha and Krishna. And he said like this. It's called seamless transfer. Like sometimes seamless transfer. Well, this is what I understand from Shastra.